Hi everyone, I just wanted to just take this moment to spend this podcast episode to share a couple of lessons that I learned, or at least I experienced when I was going through the process of growing some grass in my backyard. So you're like, what the heck, growing grass? Like, what is he talking about? I mean, first of all, I have to say that I was doubting myself that I could even grow grass in my yard. I think I tried a couple of years ago and it was a complete failure. I did a little bit of YouTubing, spoke to a couple of friends, and just decided to give it another go. I had these gaping sort of like holes in my backyard that just looked like a desert, and then it had the oasis around it. It was pretty bad in the backyard. But anyways, so I gave it another shot about, I would say, almost 2 months ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And lo and behold, I actually grew some grass. I mean, when you talk about excitement and just joy, I can't think of the last time. Well, I can think of many times where I had good joy, but this was a special type of, oh my God, you can actually do this. So there's a couple of lessons, there's at least four that come to mind as I was going through this process and just, you know, reflecting on it after the fact. And so the first of those lessons that I wanted to share that relate to growing, the process of growing grass, and then how it relates to personal development and life and that balance that we're trying to strike, is I first needed to make up my mind that I was going to plant some seeds and I was going to grow the grass. Mentally, I had to get myself in a space that this was one of those things where I was not going to be defeated again. Even though I had relatively moderate confidence that it was going to happen, I told myself that I'm going to do all that I can to make sure that this is successful. So I made up the mental, I made it up in my mind that this is what I was going to do, and I set myself to doing it. And that's what we have to do in life. We have to set our minds and make up our minds to whatever it is that we want to do and go for it. And once you start to conceptualize that in your brain, I think that the body and everything else just seems to somehow, if you are serious about it and consistent and persistent, it seems to come together. So the first thing is I made it up in my mind and then I took action. So with that, the spirit of taking action, I went and I planted the grass seed. Number two, before planting the grass seed, I had to prepare the soil. I had to get the ground ready for what I was getting ready to plant. So I made up my mind that I was going to grow some grass. I made up my mind that I would not give in to those past failures. And then I decided to purchase the seed, and then I had to prepare the ground. So I needed to till it up a little bit, rake up the old grass that was around it, and tear up or break up the soil so that when I do plant the seeds, that they have a place that they can actually get into the ground and that they won't just sit on top of this dry, hard dirt soil that was currently in my backyard. So when you set these goals for yourself, whatever it is, whether it's writing a book, trying to lose weight, get the promotion, learn a new skill, you need to create the environment that's going to be conducive to whatever you're trying to grow. So I needed to prepare that ground so that when the seeds were laid down, that they actually had an environment that would be conducive to what they needed to, and that they could actually get into the ground. And then so what I did next, number three, was actually plant the grass seed. So it's one thing to get your mindset, go buy the seeds, get the ground ready. Then you got to plant the seed. You got to go ahead and just plant the seeds, spread them out, shake up the bag with all the different fertilizers and everything in there, and do what you got to do to make sure that the actual seeds touch the soil. Sometimes we take that step for granted, but you got to get the seeds on the ground, and you know, that's an action step that actually starts the process and takes it to the next level. So planting the grass seed was a big step for me, actually getting a bag of seeds out of my garage, opening the bag, doing all the things that I need to do, make sure it was spread out nicely, and getting the seeds planted and actually in the soil. And then the fourth was I had to give those seeds and that soil water. And not just like a drop of water. I had to like overwhelm the seeds with water because they needed a lot, and they were at that phase of the process really welcoming to take in as much water as possible so that they can actually catch root and really do what they are intended to do in terms of growing grass. So I had to just basically douse the seeds and the soil with water. An abundance of water, I would say, I had to give those seeds, and I had to do it consistently. So every day, in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, sometimes, making sure that I'm overflowing or I'm giving abundance of water and nurturing to the grass and to that soil, to those seeds, so that they could catch root when the time was right. And so I would equate this to whatever our goals are, our ambitions, our dreams, just having consistency and providing an abundance of ourselves, our love, our passion, not just a little bit of passion, not just a little bit of love, not just a little bit of nurturing, like go over the top, especially if you're dealing with a big goal. Go over the top with it, do as much as you absolutely can to show that love and to give that sort of support that's needed on a consistent basis so that you can realize those goals that you're trying to achieve and that we're trying to achieve in this life. And so those were the four things that I realized from this process. And reflecting on the entirety of the whole thing, the fifth or the bonus, which is possibly even the most valuable of them all, going through this process of growing grass, is I had to be patient. And if anyone who's listening to this has ever grown anything, it just doesn't happen overnight. And that level of patience you have to plant seeds, to water them, and not see anything for one day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks. You're just watering dirt for a little while. And you've seen all the other grass growing around it. You're just watering dirt. Like, all right, okay, I know there's seeds there. The birds didn't eat it all. I know it's there. But you still water. And just stay patient. Believe that you're doing everything that you can possibly to make it work. Now, there were moments where I definitely was thinking to myself, like, oh, here we go again. I tried it. It didn't work. But, that mindset that I established in the beginning really set the stage for, nope, we're going through this all the way through. I don't care if it's going to be fall when this actually happens. We're going to keep watering this grass. We're going to keep watering this spot, this patch. And it is going to, we're going to just wait until the end. For those who don't know, it is June now. I think I started planting those seeds back in early May of 2020, maybe even April, but probably May of 2020. And I just started to see the grass growing recently. But that patience is critical. I mean, oh my gosh, watching grass grow. If there's anything slower, let me know. But that really proved itself to be valuable, and it was a great lesson that I learned, and I'm just continuously trying to grow in my patience. Being 18, 19, 20-year-olds, even my early 30s, just impatient, just for no reason really, but just impatient. And now, going through life, experiencing things that I've experienced, and just really understanding the value of patience has helped me tremendously from a perspective standpoint, from a peace standpoint. And that would be the fifth bonus sort of lesson that I can reflect back on during this process and really appreciate. So, I made it up in my mind. I prepared the soil, planted the grass seeds, doused it with an abundance of water on a consistent basis, and then I was patient. And so those are the things that I would share with you, and I hope that this episode resonated with you and that you found a nugget that you may be able to take with you going forward in your life. So as always, I hope that you enjoyed this podcast and that you will share this with anyone who you think it may add value to their life. And until the next time, live long and prosper.